Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Fresh breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is 9:11 on Namibia's Art and Soul. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. This is where it all comes together. Now, one thing about Fresh Breakfast, Shaquan, is that we celebrate our own.
Yes.
We give the flowers where seemingly society either neglects or forgets to give those flowers.
Yeah.
And Shaquan and I, since we started this journey, we have made it our life's mission to highlight individuals that are doing exceptional work, individuals who internationally or even locally or continentally do amazing work. And one such person is in studio right now, and we are going to celebrate this exceptional individual. Nominated for the 2024 Kofi Annan Next Gen Democracy Prize. Ladies and gentlemen, and other, please help us welcome and congratulate also at the same time.
Yes.
Omar Van Rienen.
Exciting. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are great. How has the morning been?
Very fabulous. Woke up on a positive note. Very grateful to be here.
Love
Thank
it.
Yeah. Listen, Omar, it's an extreme pleasure to have you here and an honor as well.
Yeah,
I know of the work that you do. I know of the work that with your partners also in the, in the community.
Namibia.
And Outright Namibia and the rest of the guys do. You like it's that is some powerful stuff that you guys do. I don't know how you do it. Because it has to take us a serious mental strain. But we'll talk about it. I think first things first, Omar, you need to tell us about this incredible nomination. Where did it stem from? You know what I mean? I mean yes, I know, or we know your work. But perhaps for the general society, just make us understand where this nomination is coming from and why you got that nomination.
Me?
Just you, yes.
Well, you know, it's pretty remarkable, and you know, I'm very, very grateful and honored to be nominated for this exceptional award. I mean, we know Kofi Annan is. He was the Ghanaian UN Secretary General.
Yes.
And we also know the story of Ghana, which is, you know, a beacon of democracy in West Africa too. So to be nominated by an award in his name, I think it's probably going to be one of the greatest honors of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the Next Gen Democracy Prize is aimed towards recognizing youth around the world that are promoting democracy, are protecting democracy, and are stewards of democracy. And the award will also be given, so we are 10 finalists from around the world, from, you know, hundreds of nominations. And I am the first Namibian to be nominated for the award as well, and hope not the only one.
The only one, yeah.
Yeah. So the award also comes, or the winner of the award gets $10,000 to, you know, invest back into their work which is aimed towards uplifting democracy.
Yeah.
And a one-year mentorship with astounding people in the field from the Democracy and Culture Foundation.
Wow.
So the award will be given, I believe it's in October, at the Athens Democracy Forum. Where did it stem from? I suspect that it's folks from the community that have nominated me, and for that I am also so grateful. And I think also the biggest thing about this award for me is that other queer youth in the country can look at this and know that regardless of who they love, you know, what their gender identity is or their sexual orientation, that they too are deserving of every chance and opportunity in this country to pursue and achieve their dreams and
their
destiny.
Dreams. Yeah, yeah.
And personally, you know, as a queer activist, as a colored, gay, non-binary queer activist, it's also like how do I say, it's a full circle moment for me, because growing up in Namibia, back, you know, in the 2000s, I didn't see many queer representation.
Where was it, in Windhoek or
Valfus?
Albus Mokal.
Are you from Albus? You're a Binder.
Why not here as well?
Yes.
That's hence my reaction because it's.
I'm from Morongo region also.
Sorry.
Not gonna leave me up.
Yeah.
In the cold.
You know where my mind is going then? Yeah. It's just the general setup of society towards queer.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, wow. Exactly. I hear you.
You see where I'm coming from?
So,
coming from Narrabal, Valfus by. It's also like a full circle a moment for me because firstly, I didn't see much queer representation, much colored queer representation. Mm. I actually thought I was the only queer person in Wolfish Bay. Mm. And back then, the visibility of the community wasn't as prominent as it is today.
Yeah.
So to be recognized for an award that says that you're a patriotic Namibian, you're a born free Namibian, and the belief in your democracy that those words that the liberators wrote in the constitution, freedom from discrimination and equality, and spending the last 3 to 5 years working towards that while being told that you're a second class citizen because you're queer, you don't belong in this country, and that the struggle wasn't for gay rights, and to know that that work, making sure that Namibians know that every part of the liberation fight was about LGBTQ rights. If not, then why are we called born free? Why are we told we're born free?
If
we're not equal, you know? Because the same things that are happening to the queer community now, being told you can't marry because of your sexual orientation, you don't have access to certain rights and liberties because of your sexual orientation, makes the government no different from the apartheid regime, who told our parents they can't interracially marry, they can't access certain services. So it's up to our generation to continue to protect those words. And the last thing I'll say about that is, like racial justice was the civil rights issue of our parents' generation during apartheid, LGBTQ rights is the civil rights issue of our generation in a born free Namibia, not just for Namibians, for young queer or for young people across Africa. We're seeing the weaponization of LGBTQ rights and the backsliding of democracy because of state sanctioned homophobia, and it's up to young youth like myself to protect our democracy for future generations to come.
And you know what's coming to mind right now as you speak, just taking everything in, I'm actually curious, where did it all start for you? Like, what would you say was that moment where you're like, you know what, I'm going
to
use
to champion this.
My whatever little resources I have, my voice to stand up for the community.
Well, I guess I was always inspired by my grandfather.
Okay.
And to be honest, this award is really on par for me because I just love this country so much, and I love the story of this country so much.
Yeah.
So my grandfather, he built the first hotel for colored people in Southwest Africa, Namibia, during apartheid, Desert Inn in Namibia.
In
Narrabal, yes. Wow. So that was the first hotel for colored people.
I didn't even know it was a hotel, to be honest with you. I just know it as a club.
As a club, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, after apartheid, it didn't really need to be a hotel anymore. But
that
it was the first hotel for colored people, especially for Cape Coloreds coming to Namibia, coming to Wolfish Bay, building the harbor. And Desert Inn was a safe space for the colored community to, lang arm, to jazz, to express their colored culture. But also, some SWAPO members used the hotel for their meetings to plan how to overthrow the apartheid regime.
So, because they wouldn't suspect most now the black SWAPO
would be in the colors.
Exactly. So there were underground meetings being held, and it was also a safe space. So growing up with my grandfather's story and him being such a pivotal leader in the colored community and creating those safe spaces also inspired me to use my voice to create a safe space for the LGBTQ community, for them to celebrate our queer culture, for us to work with businesses to create safe spaces. And so I just hope that I'm walking in my grandfather's footsteps and that I can also dedicate my life towards change, meaningful change, the same way he did. So I guess that's where it's coming from.
That's
and also I don't want to be told I'm born free if I don't feel those rights and liberties, and I want to be able to love, live and laugh freely in my homeland.
That's why Omar van Yenen got that nomination. For the 2024 Kofi Annan Next Gen Democracy Prize. Stick around, we will continue with this conversation right after this. Don't go anywhere.
How is work this winter?
It's on TikTok, Fresh FM Namibia. Follow me, let's go.
It's 9:23 on Namibia's Art and Soul. That's your time, by the way. Thank you so much for choosing us. We have managed to create an incredible space for incredible human beings, individuals, Namibians that are doing amazing stuff. And one such individual is Omar van Rienen, who's in studio with us right now. And we're talking everything that's to do with the LGBTQ community. His nomination. Sorry, you know what? By the way, Omar, please.
Thank you for asking.
I was actually going to do the same as well.
Yes. Omar, please educate me. Yes. What is your pronoun?
What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are they, them.
They, them.
Yes, and thank you for double checking.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay to make mistakes. Yeah. The best thing about making mistakes is that we learn from it.
Yes.
No problem, and thank you for asking. They, them.
Okay.
They, them. Because yesterday, I promised you, I was like, should I ask? No. We haven't met. Let me just. So thank you for clarifying that out for us, okay?
Now,
so they, them, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Look, you, man, you mentioned a couple of things here, and I really want to ask you especially now with what's happening right now with the community and all these bills that made it past the National Assembly, the private members bill, the fight now to have the term spouse properly pronounced according to the lawmakers. I want to ask you this, right? Is there any political party or establishment that has pronounced themselves in favor of what you're advocating for?
Yeah, so you know, what we've been experiencing now as the LGBTQ community and as our allies, we're actually seeing the political establishment expose their true colors. And it's been such a disappointment to see the opposition parties jump on the bandwagon of opposing the Supreme Court ruling.
Yes.
A ruling of the Supreme Court was opposed by virtually all political parties. And that should make us very fearful as Namibians that people who took an oath of office to protect the Constitution will literally throw that Constitution away just to start culture wars. And the most disappointing that I've experienced, you know, even my mom was so disappointed because she went and stood in line and voted for this party, is the PDM and the APP. They are the only political parties in Namibia that in their 2019 manifesto said that they would be champions of LGBTQ rights.
Oh, they did?
Yes. And the moment the same-sex marriage verdict was pronounced
yeah.
and they saw the ruling party, drive the state-sanctioned homophobic political bandwagon, they jumped on that and then they joined the calls to promote hate in this country. And if a political party can literally walk back on their manifesto and step on the Constitution like that, all political parties, we need to be worried. So many times at Equal Namibia, I get messages from youth and allies saying, you're telling us to register to vote, you're telling us to go vote, and that voting is literally the only way to protect LGBTQ rights in this country, because we see that the rule of law is not respected, and we see that the executive is silent, and we see that it is members of parliament that are passing anti-LGBTQ bills. So what is the last avenue we have as a community, as Namibians, to protect the Constitution? It's to vote. But who do we vote for? And I cannot give them an answer because there is no party that is sound on the Constitution, that is sound on human rights, and that isn't going to weaponize LGBTQ rights for cheap campaigning points. So the opposition is missing a big opportunity here, because the queer community and our allies are big. Namibians are seeing what's happening in Parliament, and they are looking for an alternative. So what does this tell us now? Because we will vote. We're going to go vote.
Yes.
And we know the status quo right now is not going to work. But what this shows us right now is that we need completely new leaders. We need new leaders. And as a queer community, if we can't trust the people in office that we have voted for to protect us or to protect minority groups in this country, then we need to go and put ourselves in office ourselves and be the voice for every minority group in this country and for the Constitution.
Yeah.
Talk to us about, I mean, now that we're on the subject, talk to us about Jide Akanjo.
As a born free Namibian, I think that it's been really, really hypocritical to see the very people who was locked away in Robben Island, the very people who call themselves liberators, the very parties who call themselves a liberation movement, literally walked back on everything they fought for, on everything they wrote in that constitution. Namibia's constitution is the most progressive constitution in Africa. SA took our constitution as a template and went even further with it. So to hear folks like Jerry Kanjo say that I didn't get locked up in Robben Island for homosexuals, and the struggle wasn't about LGBTQ rights, and this is not a republic of homosexuals, folks like that have no right or are not deserving to be anywhere close to being stewards of democracy or protectors of the constitution. And the SWAPO party has literally lost every credibility of calling themselves a liberation movement if people are still chained to the shackles of apartheid era laws in this country. How can our liberators call for the sodomy law to be maintained in this country, a law that comes from the apartheid regime, if they were the ones that did everything in their power, if people went to die for independence in this country? So Jerry Kanjo, you know, I just feel very sad and sorry for him that his legacy will be one of hate, and his legacy will be one of chief homophobe in a republic of born free Namibians.
As equal in Namibia, and maybe even yourself, Omar, were you granted an opportunity to sit down with the powers that be and maybe just explain what you're explaining to us right now?
In 2021 we've met various political parties, especially PDM and LPM, and we had
Is this sitting around, just sitting with just one party at a time, or all of them together?
One at a time. All of them together can barely hold decorum in parliament, you know. Who's to say that they'll sit around the table with minority groups and respect each other there, much less respect ourselves.
Damn.
Since then there hasn't been engagements, and our outreach hasn't been answered, you know. That is why we have a petition going which has almost 10,000 signatures to call on parliament to veto the bill. But let me tell you something very scary, you know. Whenever there's a bill passed in parliament, and remember this is a private member's bill, only bills that ministers put forward, because the ruling party controls parliament and the cabinet, gets passed, right? So this is a private member's bill on LGBTQ rights that got passed in 2 weeks, right? Where's a bill on solving unemployment? Where's a private member's bill on making sure that 60% of Namibians don't live in shacks? Yeah. But this is a private member's bill that got passed in 2 weeks. And because it has...
That has to be a record, I promise
Yes.
you.
Because it has implications on fundamental rights, right? It says in parliament's proceedings or in the constitution that any bill that has any implications on Chapter 3 Bill of Rights must go through the Parliamentary Committee on Constitution and Legal Affairs. It didn't. So if this bill gets signed by the president, not only is it the most draconian bill we've seen since independence, one that's going to jail people, one that's going to fine people, one that's going to, you know, imprison and take away your freedom of expression, it's also the most unconstitutional bill, especially because it didn't follow proper parliamentary procedures. So no, we weren't given an opportunity to sit down. And that is why we're going to be submitting this petition before the end of Pride Month to the parliament and to the president to call for the bill to be vetoed. This bill will not see the light of day. The only light of day it will see is the halls of the Supreme Court.
Wow. So maybe just to wheel it back to equal rights Namibia.
Equal Namibia, yes.
Equal Namibia, sorry. Mm-hmm. What exactly do you guys stand for? And I think most importantly, maybe to anyone who's a part of the community, maybe someone who also doesn't necessarily feel that it's a safe space for them to, you know, come out and live their truth. Is there any support that is provided by Equal Namibia, and how, most importantly, do we get in touch with the organization?
Yeah. Yes. So Equal Namibia is Namibia's first youth-led, grassroots-fed LGBTQ movement fighting. You know, Drag Night. Drag Night, Drag Night Namibia, our partners, is also co-founded by Rodelio Lewis, who's also from Wolfish Bay. So Wolfish
This bar.
I told you, Shaquan, we'd be on a different level.
I'm a believer. sorry. Yes, you were no saying, problem. Yeah.
So Equal Namibia is Namibia's youth-led LGBTQ movement fighting to protect the constitutional promise of creating a born-free Namibia. That's why we call it Equal Namibia. We were founded because it was an advocacy void in 2021 supporting civil rights cases, right? Before 2021, the only civil rights case we had was Liz Frank's case in 2000,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's so
we've,
true, yeah.
We've seen 20 years of no strategic litigation, and many of these LGBTQ persons needed a strong voice that would hold government accountable and mobilize the Namibian people to support their cause. So we were founded to do that, and then we kind of spurred into hosting community events, to working with business communities to have inclusive safe spaces, to put out research and documentation out there to bring visibility to the LGBTQ community. And since our founding up until now, we've really, with our partners, because many of our work is not done in silos, we established great consortiums called the Namibia Pride Consortiums, which is a coalition of CSOs, creatives planning the annual Pride festivities in Namibia. So we've dabbled into many different things, and folks really look to us as a leading voice within the queer community. But what I will say is much of our work up until today, because we aren't a registered NGO, has been voluntary and free. We have no annual grants.
Wow.
So the folks that are saying, they're being paid to be gay, girl, if I could only see a dollar today. being from Valfus, every time I got to come to Windhoek, I got to couch surf, and many of my teams I'm working with do it on their own dime, but do it for the love of this country and for the love of democracy and this constitution. So many of our work is voluntary, and it's unfunded, but we do it. We do it, and we do it well, and we do it in partnership. So we invite queer youth, if you have any questions, come ask. If you want to volunteer, we have a seat for you at our table. If you, like you said, they feel like fearful of coming out, what I can tell you is that visibility as our community is going to be our ticket to liberation, and it's our greatest weapon against the government state-sanctioned homophobia, because the goal of Jerry's bill is to push us back into the closet and to the margins of society. And I know people are anxious and fearful right now. We've had 6 LGBTQ murders, but don't let them push you back into the closet. If you don't know how to come out, if your parents aren't accepting, if your school isn't accepting, reach out, speak to us. I will walk with you into school looking fabulous, speaking to your teachers about making a safe space. We can speak with your parents if you need help. But yes, there's a seat for you at our table. We are a big, loving group of activists and organizations. Mm. And we're here to uplift Namibia and push it forward.
Well, Omar van Rienen, incredible. You are just inspirational.
And we
are going to be rooting for you with this nomination, the 2024 Kofi Annan Next Gen Democracy Prize. It's not a voting situation, right? We can just
manifest to our ancestors.
Maybe spam their pages
with a Namibian flag.
We wish you all the best.
We wish you all the best, honestly.
And this will not be your last appearance on the show. You're officially part of the show. You are a friend of
Thank you. I'm a DJ too, so I can talk about that as well.
Yay.
Next time.
Actual DJ.
And my DJ name, I'm a techno DJ. I'm
a techno DJ.
And my DJ name is Sodomitra from the House of Gamora.
I'm surprised, partner. I've seen the action at Drag Night.
You have.
You must come, man.
No, the thing is, the last Pride party that I attended was still at the old Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a while back.
Yeah.
And I remember I was, you know what?
I think the last one that I went to was not this last one, but the one at the Goethe Institute when you guys had to take it inside.
Yes,
I was supposed to go to that one.
Yes.
The backyard was there.
Yes.
Something came up.
But we have good things planned, and I'll be back to talk about them.
Yes, you are. Omar van Rienen, ladies and gentlemen, and queer family on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for your time, Omar. We really wish you all the best.
Yeah.
And you will be back. It's 9:37.
And they are doing amazing things, my dear.
Yes.
Don't be left behind now. Switch off my mic, I'm done.
We've got so much more coming your way. John Legend, Chris Brown. Maybe we will also squeeze in Sally Boss Madam.
Like that. Like us on Facebook. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.